How do you balance creating static posts and video posts? So I've had so many apps ask me whether they should be creating static images on their Instagram page or if they should just be doing reels. And this applies on other platforms as well. I know TikTok has features where you can do carousel posts, but you can also post normal videos as they always have been doing. And other platforms such as Facebook as well have these features. So today I'm going to be talking about how should you create content? What type of content should you create? And what's the balance between creating different types of content? So I wanted to break down one of the most successful apps that I've seen in the market. And I've talked about this app before, but it is Duolingo. So Duolingo has absolutely crushed on TikTok. Like they've gone from a couple of hundreds of followers to hundreds of thousands. I mean, not even hundreds of thousands, excuse me. They've gone to millions of followers. And this added tons of money to their top line in revenue. So how did they do this so successfully? Well, if we break it down and we take a look at what's worked for them on their TikTok as well as their other pages, it's just a lot of video content. Like they just do tremendous amounts of volume and they just create really, really good video content. You don't see as many static posts about their content. And that's because a lot of what resonates with people has to do with visual elements. And like you can get the most from a video that you just can't get statically. And that's why people watch movies, if you really think about it. It's because movies get you almost told, they almost tell you a story. It's like you're so enamored by the story that they're telling that you almost want to know more and you're so invested into it. And in the same way, video clips can capture that same effect for your audience and end user. So that's why I highly encourage creating content that's video based rather than static images. But how do you view the balance? Like, should you be creating static posts at all? And the answer is yes, you definitely should. And the reason I say this is because you want to vary your content strategy up as much as possible. There's no one size fits all for every app out there. Each app is so different, and there's certain companies that do really well with static. There's certain companies that do really good with video. But I would say on average, video definitely does perform better in terms of just getting people more excited about the content. So here's my two cents for you. Here's how you should think about it. Start by creating video content. And this is kind of contradictory because a lot of apps create static images first, expecting to blow up, but it's not going to happen. In most cases, and I'm not saying that as if it's never going to happen, but in most cases, from what I've seen, especially with smaller apps, they expect everyone to check out their static images, like walking through the user flow or giving them a tutorial, and think that it's going to get everyone super excited and everyone's going to download their app. But chances are, in most cases, that's just not going to happen. So instead, what you want to do is create video content that is tangent to your app. So here's what I mean, and I've talked about this before in a couple of episodes. If your app is a camera app, for example, let's say you have some features that are better than like the typical iPhone camera app, and you want to promote that. So what I would see a business owner doing is they would create static posts just talking about the features of this app, explaining how it's better than the regular iPhone camera app, or maybe just walking through like the user flow and just putting it into diagrams, something they spun up on Canva, for example. And then they would post it on their Instagram and maybe some other platforms. And then they expect it to do really well, which typically it doesn't. So instead, what you want to do, and what I mean by tangent, is you want to create video content, but not necessarily just show off, like showing your app off. But instead, what you want to do is create content that actually talks about your benefits, but in a way that's interesting to users. So let me go back to the example that I was talking about. If you want to talk about your camera app, then maybe you can do some sort of style where you interview people and you have them take pictures and you compare it and you talk about which picture was the best. And something silly like that, where it's like a contest. Or maybe you go out on the street and you ask people to pull up their latest image on their camera app in their camera roll. And like you just compare it and talk about how funny it is. Now notice this has nothing to do with the camera app that you're promoting, but it gets people excited. It's related to cameras. It's related to the camera app. And it's just fun to build a community this way. And then what you can do then is create organic content like this, make it a series, get people excited. And then one day you can be like, hey, we've noticed that blah, 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 blah. So we decided that we wanted to invent this camera app because of blah, 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 blah. So the blah, blah, blah is obviously like how the regular camera app doesn't have as many features or whatever it may be. But now that you're really talking about bringing up your app, but you're doing it in a way that's a lot more nonchalant. It's in a way where people get excited because the community has been built from day one around something that's not so promotional. So that's what I would do, is create video content in a way that's a little bit tangent, but it still has a lot to do with your actual app. And then what you can do is, as your video base starts increasing and you create more content and your followers start increasing, then you can spin up some content that's more static. And this way you can kind of walk them through the user flow. You can talk about the benefits of your app. You can be a little bit more sponsorship-y per se. And so this way people will actually get excited. You'll build a community. Now you'll actually have thousands of followers because they come for that tangent video content, which is exciting rather than boring. And now when you're sprinkling in these static images, people are actually curious because you've given them so much value that they want to check out what even is it that you do. And so that's how I would think about content. That's how I would think about creating videos versus static images. Now, obviously, there's a ton of ways you can think about this. There are apps out there, like I said, that do only static, and they've done it in a funny meme-like way, or they've done it in an educational way, and it's worked really well, which I still encourage. But if you want to get one thing from this podcast, it is that you want to create content that actually resonates with people rather than just showing off your product all day long. Don't get me wrong, you can still do that, but try to think about how can you give value to people. And the way that I would do it if I was starting over and building an app is I would create content tangent to my app in video format. And then as it starts growing and as I see what starts working, I will continue doubling down on that until I've built a good following base. And then I'll start sprinkling in some graphic posts and some images about what the app does, and maybe even some video content about the app specifically. So hopefully this was helpful, guys. If it was, would be awesome if you could leave a 5-star review on this podcast. It would mean a lot for us. But that's all I got for you in this episode, and I will see you in the next one.